podcast has been recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory. This podcast is rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too.
Bullfire!
Welcome, bienvenue, and another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. The Controversial Negro, a.k.a. Gaston Lucien Big Daddy Labrador. Maybe I should have said the controversial Canadian. The Canadian controversial Negro. Doesn't matter. All right. Today's date is, July 1st, 2026. Happy Canada Day, you colonizers. Sorry. Again, Canada Day is a complicated day for me. But I will just end it with Happy Canada Day. And today we are doing episode 305-2, and I'll be talking about, I'm going to do something bold, and I'm going to give someone some podcast advice. I'll be giving podcast advice, all right? But before I do any of that, I'm going to start with some quotables and some randomness. Do it live. We're doing it live. All right, because this is a, actually I only have one quotable, and it's by Marcus Aurelius, and it goes, you will be forgotten either way. So live in such a manner that while you remain, you belong to yourself. Oh my God.
Message.
Yeah. I think what I like about this one is how when I was going through my depressed phase of the world and fuck life mode, and my second wind was realizing through therapy that, hey, you've been living this life for others. That's why you're tired. You've been trying to impress a bunch of motherfuckers who can't be impressed, and you never like look that person in the mirror and say, hey, what do you want? What do you want to do? Who do you want to be? So yeah, Marcus Aurelius. Cracker. All right, now let me share some randomness.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right, I want to say thank you for all you people asking about who heard the last episode and saying, hey, how's your recovery going? And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for asking. Thank you for inquiring in. Do it to become whatever. But yes, and if for those of you who've lost sleep on it, yes, my recovery is progressing. I'm still popping painkillers, but just not as much as last time. And I don't know if this is a good thing to do on my own, by myself. It's what I've been doing is I've been trying to see how long I can go without painkillers. Again, how long I can go without painkillers before the pain is like driving me nuts. Now, I usually tolerate pain. I've done, I'm black, whatever. I've always been, I'll complain about it, but I'm one of those people who grew up believing that pain was, you're supposed to feel pain because you're cursed, black, and white Jesus don't like, whatever, man. I had all these, it didn't help I grew up in a Christian household, but yeah. So what I'm getting at is, I'm taking the painkiller because when my mind starts to think bad things, we'll say, fuck it, fuck work, fuck this. When I start getting really annoyed, if I'm around someone and I could, or if I feel I'm going to be around someone, I'm going to be short, I'm like, okay, time to take the painkillers. That's what it is. But yeah.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
I should probably mention that this is I won't say a rushed episode, but it's a, I guess I'm going to jump my topic here. I'm just going to talk to you about what I did today. Try to keep it short. I had a whole topic planned for today, but I realized that, one, it was too deep for a Wednesday episode. Like I really need to like put some thoughts through it. I think it's going to be one of those topics that it's better if I write it down on paper and then read it out type of thing. And two, I got caught trying to fix a problem a spreadsheet problem. There we go. There, I said it. All right? I stayed home like a fucking nerd on Canada Day to troubleshoot a problem in my spreadsheet. A spreadsheet. Now you're wondering, what kind of spreadsheet is this? Is this a spreadsheet you use to keep account of all your hoes? Not at all. It's a spreadsheet I've talked about before. Is see, here it is, boys and girls. I'm becoming an adult now, and what I do is I use a spreadsheet to keep track of my expenses. I recommend it. It's what keeps me in check. It's what keeps me from spending more than I can spend. But that's not the point. Okay, here, let me start with this scenario, right? So just because I'm realizing that you don't give a fuck about a spread. You don't listen to a podcast to hear some black dude talk about a spreadsheet. But picture this. Imagine you're getting a bank deposit. Someone wires money into your account. And you expecting this to be a big payout. And you're one of those people who have a shitload of debts. So you want to know that you don't know how much is coming in. You just know that money's coming in. And you want to know how much is going to be left after all your debts are paid. Right? And then you go to look up your computer and the site's down. That's fucked up. Right? And shout out to you nerds going, I can't relate to that problem. I do the math in my head. Well, fuck you. I'm not one of those people. I need a spreadsheet to calculate all that shit. So what happened is I have this beautiful spreadsheet. When I get paid, I put in the pay amount, and then I press enter. It crunches the number, and ding, this is how much money you have to spend at the strip, at the booty club. And then, but in this particular case, my shit broke. And you want to know why? Why, out of all the reasons? Yo, this is, excuse me. The more I'm talking about it, the more I'm like, yo, this is a boring topic. But anyways, the reason why is because, shout out to my employer, they chose to pay me a day ahead of time. Usually I get paid on a Wednesday. They paid me on a Tuesday. But Wednesday, because, you know, Wednesday is a candidate, is a stat holiday. And this is kind of funny the more I think about it, right? All this to say, when I went in my beautiful spreadsheet, which I spent a lot of time to build and whatnot, is I because I put in the date of today, because I put in a date different from the date that I, my deposit date, different from the date that usually it would usually fall under, the fucking thing breaks. It broke my shit. It's kind of funny. Anyways, took me a while to figure out how the fuck can a simple date fuck up my whole system. So all this to say, I was spending all day trying to cover this bug and whatnot. You know what's interesting? In the last episode, I talked about programming and throwing exceptions. That would be an example of an exception. But the also, like, takeaway, I guess this could have been my final say too, right? But my biggest takeaway is how I, assumptions, edge cases, meaning it's mistakes like that that allow my little beautiful spreadsheet program to get better, to like be more robust, right? Think of like the traffic system, our traffic system, the traffic lights and all that shit. A lot of people had to die. A lot of accidents had to happen before we can get into a system that makes way more, that's like a bit more safer. Same for plane. Like I was thinking about that when I was sedated, when they took my teeth out. And my biggest fear was, please don't let me be an edge case. Please don't let me be that one guy. They're like, oh, wow. You got that kind of, you got this blood type? Oh, whoa, shit. Oh, RMS doesn't work on that. Well, you know, and I flatline, you know, and then my death leads to them making improvement when I just wanted, oh my God. So anyways, my point is, there's no big, I spent my entire day at home chasing a bug. That's what I did. Happy Canada Day. Later on, when I'm done recording this, I'm going to go out there and buy a poutine, all right? Because I'm a patriot. Overweight, but I'm a patriot.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
Next one is a little PSA relating to the first topic.
Your introverted friend is not the problem. The expectation that everybody should perform extroversion is. Do you want to know what happens when you're quiet in a culture that expects performance? You get called intimidating when you're just reserved. Your silence gets treated like a problem that needs fixing. Needing alone time gets you labeled as antisocial. So when you set boundaries, you are labeled as difficult. Choosing peace over chaos is misunderstood as you're missing out. I'm sorry to tell you this, but
yeah, it just cuts off at, I'm sorry to tell you as. Anyways, the content creator's name is the Selective Social. I thought it was a very apropos message, and I... speaking as someone who grew up introverted, and especially who liked to stay indoors and got made fun of or was misunderstood. Because it's fucking so nice out there. I was like, yeah, but I got a bug to fix. Anyways, yeah. Links are in the show notes.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right, last randomness. And, you know, I'm impressed at the fact that this was supposed to be a short episode. Like, I had nothing, actually, it might be, I had nothing to talk about, and look at me now. Fuck, I really need that Tylenol. Anyways, last point. Today is a pet peeve. I got a pet peeve of when I'm scrolling through my timeline, just happened to me right now on YouTube. I'm scrolling through my timeline, and this Rubenesque, this fine looking woman, full-figured woman? This big woman, she was there, looking fly and everything like that. And I was going to ignore it, but she was fine. And then, you know, I click on it, fucking rage bait. And it's a fucking video about, it's one of those videos about, it was meant to be a before and after image. It was supposed to be one of those weight loss transformation challenge video. Oh, you can do it, then blah, blah, blah. You know, it just pissed me the fuck off. And it went from one hot girl who was big, and then it just shows you a montage of her exercising, and then it shows this slim girl who, I don't know if it's the same person, but whatever, man. It shows a slim girl and saying, you could do it, and she achieved that shit all in a year. Now, I want to be clear. I am not speaking against people who want to lose weight. That's your thing. Go for it. You know, if that inspires you, cool. What bothers me is acting like being a big girl is not attractive. It would have been like she made herself presentable, hot, fly. It was a bad before image. That's my point. It was really before, like, let me put it this way, man. If I was with my homeboy, the before and after picture, I'm taking the before, you have the after. I'm thinking it's two different girls. Look, I think my whole point is, take that shit off my timeline. That's really what I'm trying to say. Take that shit. I am not your target audience for that bullshit. All right. That's it for randomness. Let's jump into final say. But before I do that, we're going to take a quick break. Excuse me. Right. I'm realizing that I'm talking less than I usually am. That timer can't be right. Stop it. don't. Excuse me. Oh, hey, we're back. I'm back, bang. I'm back, boys and girls. You know, first of all, I'm wondering if I'm freestyling right now. I'm wondering if referring to my audience as kids, boys and girls, is appropriate. Like, what am I, Mr. Rogers? On one end, I do feel old, but on the other end, I don't know, man. In this climate, might come out as creepy. I can understand. Maybe I'll probably put it up for a vote. Do you take offense to me referring to you, the audience, as boys and girls or kids and whatnot? Because I am Grandpapa B, the Grandpapa B. But the nerves of me talking to you like I'm your elder? We'll see. Whatever, I'm overthinking it. But speaking of being bold, I, again... I honestly didn't think I was going to record because I didn't think I had a topic. But I do remember a question in the podcasting subreddit that came up. And the subject line goes, I won't read the body, but the subject line says, if you've hit 100 episodes, you should probably quit if ... And I guess the person is encouraging people, the poster, OP, is encouraging people to give their take. And I love, you know what? I wanted to respond, but it was so complicated that I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to make it a topic. I'm going to give you my three favorite answers and then get into mine that I read, right? The top from the comment section. First person said, I don't know. I do it for fun. I'd quit if I'd stop having fun. Oh, my God. So
message.
Second one is, at 370 right now. I'm at 352, just right over, not bragging. Anyways, not making money, but still having fun. It's a great outlet for creativity, and it encourages me to learn new things. Oh, my God. Yep, I agree
with that one, too.
And the third one, is it still there? He goes, I love this one. My therapist says, it's either I keep doing the podcast or start paying her again. The podcast is cheaper and a bit more enjoyable. Yes, I can relate.
Message.
My therapist was actually a big promoter of me getting back into... When I went back into therapy, I had given up on podcasting. And I remember, holy shit, me getting back into podcasting was as much as a challenge as me getting back into comedy. I remember it was like, fuck, that's not going to happen, to boom. First episode, straight out of therapy. All right, yeah, so I... Okay, one more. Okay, yeah. Is there another one? No, I just read those first three. There's probably more than intro. All right, links will be in the show notes because I think it's an interesting discussion. It's not really... Oh, well, 91 comments. Okay. Me, personally, I was thinking of responding. And here are my responses. My first one was, if you hit 100 episodes, you should probably quit if... And me to me is, you should probably quit. If you're trying to get into if you're using podcasting, if you're trying to get fame and fortune through podcasting, quit the fucking nerves on my part. And I say this not as an expert, but as a message that's been repeated to me by creatives, whether it's musicians, comedians, poets, all kinds of creative. It's like, yo, if you ain't it for the love of the game, quit. I'm not going to be, look, maybe some folks got lucky. Maybe there's some edge cases out there. But for the most part, this ain't your path to fame and fortune. I'm not the one to give you that advice. Maybe someone else is out there, but I'm not the one. Two, quit if you're not having fun. That's already been mentioned by the other commenter. Quit if this thing ain't making you say once in a while, damn, I'm good. I think about the people who are like, so it's important for you to have fun and it's important for it to like utilize your talent. I think about people who like to cook, people who like to write rhymes and stuff like that. The one thing is they always get into that point where they say, damn, I'm good. I like my favorite is, if I was a bad bitch, I want to fuck me too. I think it was a model. What if she was just looking at herself in the mirror and she said, damn, I would fuck my own self. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're probably putting up makeups or whatever, but what I like about this podcast is it allows me to put myself in a situation where I use shit talents that I'm good at. It's public speaking, expressing deep thoughts. Me talking about that spreadsheet earlier is my attempt to take a complicated or a boring topic and make it and share it with others and make it like entertaining. That's why I remember when I came up with the analogy of imagine an ATM and it breaks on you. It's a talent that I have. So public speaking, and then there's all the behind-the-scenes shit, like writing program. I already talked about my spreadsheet, but I have like a Python script that I use to help me like take care of some of the publishing aspect. Yo, it's some real nerdy shit, man. I really look forward to going to like some podcast convention and talking about, I use Python. I'm not to show off because I know I'm going to get there and talk about my little Python script and someone's going to say, whoa, what the fuck? I got satellites. I got an entire staff and whatever, but whatever, man. But it's something you can brag about. And the last one is, and I don't believe I'm the one saying this shit. quit if you're not enjoying the journey. I think that's probably the most important part. It's not about the destination. I think up until this point, everything I did was just for the destination. This is the first time I find myself understanding that, oh, it's about the journey. And you keep your mind open to any possibilities. Maybe it may not amount to anything. Or it may take me somewhere I would have never expected it to take me. I've heard Rod on the Black Guy Who Tips podcast talked about how his podcast took him to, like, allowed him to, like, do shows in Vegas. Him and his wife in Vegas introduced the podcast. Like, he talks about how, yo, this podcast took me place I never imagined it would take me. I'm not saying I'm going to get it like that, but it's enjoying the fucking journey. That's really, really, look, that's really what I'm trying to get at. Look, this is a big deal for me sharing this because, one, this podcast is about growth, and two, you're witnessing a moment of growth on my part, because like I said, everything I used to do was just for the destination. And I remember the first time I heard the quote, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. I didn't get it. Now I get it. Ups and downs, valleys, it's falling down and getting back up. It's, oh shit, I was doing it wrong the whole time. My previous iteration of Shut Up Podcast, I call it the Old Testament. It was a different side of me. But the one thing I will give it credit, the one thing I did well is I actually had I had guests. Granted, I had guests I shouldn't have had on, but there were some guests who made me have that moment of, yo, this podcast is taking me. This podcast is allowing me to talk to people I would have never been able to talk to. I remember the first time I had comedian Keisha Brownie on as a guest. And I remember coming, like, she was at a club. And at the time, I was like, I was doing comedy, but it was a big deal for me. But I remember going up to her and saying, hey, can I interview on the podcast? Expecting to get dissed. And she was like, yeah, no problem. She was down. Like, she was in town doing a show and whatever. She said, yeah, come on, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And it was a great conversation, man. It was very enlightening conversation. And even to this day, there was some gems she spit out that it's only even now that I'm like, oh, I caught on. Yeah, who else did I have? I've had King Kimbit on. That was a big eye opener. I've had some great guests on there that made me like, damn, I love this podcast. So yeah, if you're podcasting, this is not me trying to give you the key of success, but I am saying the key to failure is being like, I'm not having fun. You can't be treating podcasts like selling bricks, like selling drugs. I'm trying to get bitches with this shit because yeah, it don't work that way. Anyway, whatever. Maybe there's someone out there who could, fuck that. Maybe someone who could talk about it, but I'm not the one to give you that advice. Enjoy the journey. I think this is what today's title is going to be about, enjoying the journey. And I really like how I went from, I'm not going to podcast today, to boom, look at all these topics. Now, the challenge is will I be able to edit before the end of today? But either way, this concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. Did I mention, yeah, July 1st, Canada Day. No, sorry. Happy birthday, my cousin Dee. Today's her birthday on Canada Day. They might deport her for that shit. And let's wrap this up, man. This concludes today's episode. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website. Email address is ShutUpPodcast401@gmail.com. Reminder that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green with the red, black, and the red, blue. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace. I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black. I am your
now.